I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. In recent weeks, a Colorado H.R. 17-1234, a bill that would have reinstated country of origin information for Colorado consumers by requiring a placard to denote origin located next to beef sold in retail stores, was defeated. Colorado Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President Terry Fankhauser says this wasn't the preferred method moving forward.
People perceive it as being safe, most of it being U.S. product, but what they're willing to pay more for are these other claims like local or natural line. So that's where people from a business tenet have invested their resources, even proponents of COOL, not actually in putting a U.S. label on there. I think we've got to figure out how to address some labeling for origin. And if it is through more local or regional labels, that's fine. But we need to be transparent and honest with our consumers. And we also need to be responsible to the producers of this product and not put burdens on them. They're all actually going to cost the consumer and the live cattle producer more money, because costs will be passed forward to the end buyer and backward through reduced purchase prices to the producers. And we can't stand for that. So there is an answer to this. We are committed to finding some solutions. We're just not going to at all risk jump in and say that anything that puts a U.S. label on is the right thing. We deserve as an industry better than that.
That's Colorado Ag Today.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.